good time. I'm going to play a few songs live, and we're going to play some off their new EP, Keeper Lit. Once again, this is WMFO Medford, Rising with Sky Bar, and this is new stuff by Green Day. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Take a ride. If you can't take a punch, well, I can't take a
All right, that was brand new stuff by The Moshines. The song was called Ran Out of Luck. Before that, Green Day, as I said, with The American Dream is Killing Me. Green Day are pretty outspoken about their anti-Trump beliefs. And I am in the same camp, so I think that's good stuff. So they have a new release coming out. I think it's coming out this end of this week. So I'll certainly get a lot of that to you when it's officially out. 807 WMFO in Medford, as I said earlier. Girl with a Hawk will be in shortly. And but I have a lot of new music tonight. Find my pad here. I have a lot of new music. Here's one by Tisk, 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 who are, this is their latest single. We'll be back in a bit.
Put your helmet on, 'cause we're going through hell. There's a damaged captain at the wheel.
Sometimes I hate the mirror. I wanna peel off its face. I'm so afraid. Sometimes I think I've lost it. I think I need to be alone in this charade. Maybe, maybe. Might be, could be. Maybe, maybe. Who knows?
All right, let me tell you what I just played. That was Bentmen, Babes in Candyland, brand new single, Sloth Rust. Before that, the song called Maybe Maybe. Wimp is a band from Rockville, Illinois. Like them a lot. Their Rumbar Records fine. The song was Little Heart, and they're gonna be calling in February, so that should be sweet. Band called Short Days. Living Outside Reality off Direction Nowhere. Buffalo Tom has a new single out called Helmet. And they also have a full length, I think, coming up soon. And Tisk, Tisk, Tisk with their latest single, Intolerable. Right now I'm here with the Girls with a Hawk gang.
Hi, Sky Bar.
How y'all doing?
Hi, everybody.
Daniel's tucked away in the corner, but he's here.
We can hear.
I am here.
There you go.
Lean down.
But, Whatever. Yeah, I appreciate you guys coming in, especially on a kind of a wintry night, I guess you'd say.
Easy peasy. We're
it's
New Englanders.
Lousy out there.
Yeah, it wasn't. It got a little icy.
It did get icy. I mean, I'm pretending to be cavalier, but yeah, driving home from Concord was
be
a little shaky.
Well, a little bit icy.
definitely be careful out there.
So you guys have obviously been, Girl with a Hawk is only a few years old, right?
Yeah,
but you've been playing music together for a long time, right?
In different forms,
in various forms. Did you think you'd still be doing it? This goes for all you guys. Did you think when you started out back in the day, did you think you'd still be doing it now? Maybe you did.
I thought I'd be making a lot more money by now. But other than that, it's about what I expected.
Dan, what about you?
I thought I'd be doing it like as a hobby, which I, you know, or just in some form, but not with the same people, you know. So I'm so blessed to be able to do that. So I'm lucky in that sense.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's incredible to stay in one city for decades because, what goes around comes around, and like you circle back to people that you love and that you feel comfortable with, and that you, I mean, we're lucky because we've always been friends.
Yeah.
Even if we weren't,
bandmates.
Bandmates over the years, but yeah, friends for sure, and traveled in the same circle, you know.
Yeah, well, we all have the same, like the community is huge. We all have this love of the scene, the local community, and so that helps too when you have the same, you go to the same venues, you like the same bands, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
totally. It's such a vast and varied but beautiful tribe. It's really something.
And Girl with a Hawk is just a couple years old, is it right? Roughly around the COVID time, right?
Yeah, our first gig was in September of 2021.
I mean, it's not that long ago, really.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So we just passed 2 years, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Seems like...
a blink of an eye.
20.
Yeah, and you have a great, great new EP out. I'm going to talk a whole lot about that.
Thank you.
Yep, we're going to, and I must say, though, this isn't really a question. This is just a comment. A lot of bands and a lot of songs, they had like 2-3 minute hitters, and that's great. I love that kind of stuff. But a lot of these songs have a depth to them that is only comes from, this is, you know, it's FCC, so I'm going to just say it comes from having gone through some things.
Yes.
And it's experience, life experiences, and I think that's valuable. That's a value, and like you can feel that in this EP. It's great stuff.
Thank you very much for saying that, because you don't really have a sense. You're so in it. You don't really know the emotional impact it's going to have, you know. But I have had grown men that I don't know send a message on Instagram, something like, you know, listening to Same Stars, bawling, period. Never to be heard from again.
Yeah. But no, that's a
and
beauty.
You know, that's like, you just, that's everything you could ever want, that you touched one heart, like, with a song, like,
right,
that's kind of everything.
I imagine that's your goal when you write, is that you reach people and it resonates with them in some fashion.
Yeah, I mean, you when you're writing, I think you're expressing, right? But then if you're being honest and expressing, then most humans can relate to that and will relate to it, you know? Mm. I don't know if I set out to think, I don't know about you guys, but that well, someone will be touched by this, right? But if they are, that's just amazing.
Yeah. It's a 5-song EP. We're going to talk a lot about it, but I'm going to play a couple tracks off it, and then when we come back, you guys are going to play one here for us, and then we'll talk quite a bit about the actual EP. But this is a song off of it. I'm not going to tell you what it is, so you can all be in for a surprise here in the studio. Here we go. Can't live without you, no.
know you want to be good, but you don't have to try so hard. You don't have to crawl, baby. You don't have to crawl on your knees. I know you want to be loved. My God, doesn't everyone? I know Catholic school was rough, and you were never good enough. Never good. You're never good enough. Never good. You're never ever good enough. Never good. You're never good enough. What's it gonna take to make you good enough? Make you good enough. We're like a beast in a cage. Everyone can feel your rage. You're looking for a way to just be. Looking for. Good. You're never good enough. What's it gonna take to make you good enough? Till it's over. You're so good. You're so good now, babe. You're so good. So very good enough. Oh, oh, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. So very good enough. You're so good.
I almost forgot to stop that song, but we got the babbling, as I'm prone to doing. But let's talk about this EP a bit. I have it in my hand because, as you all know who listen to my show, I like physical products, and we have one here. So tell me about the players on this EP, the musicians.
Talk about the musicians.
Yeah.
They were involved.
Well, the three of us all play on it.
I'm on.
Yeah.
I play
Dan,
guitar.
We start there.
You know, those guitar like noises you hear there. Yeah, a lot of those are Dan Coughlin.
A lot of those are me.
Some are Richard.
Yeah, there's a few of them.
Linda does
and then,
some too.
Yeah.
Guitar noise.
Yeah. Yeah. We kind of all kind of just put the kitchen sink on there. A little bit of singing. We've got the awesome Nancy Delaney on drums.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
We have Lee Harrington on bass, who is no longer with us, but we now have the great, what's his name?
Daniel Bernfeld.
Oh, yes, we call him Dan B.
Lee's still alive, he's just not with the band.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
Exactly.
He is,
exactly.
He's alive, yeah, he's still with us.
He exists out there
not
somewhere.
Not with us here.
Right. And you had some people on horns.
Oh, yeah, we had
The
Crow Follow Horns jumped in and did... horns on that last song.
Yeah.
John Keegan and Tim Sprague. So we were so grateful for that. And Lee also sang on Same Stars and The Ones.
That was a nice touch, the horns on Good Enough.
Like, it's kind of jaunty, right? It's kind of fun.
It's kind of a funny thing because we were, like, we don't have horns in our band, unfortunately.
Right.
But we've been talking about having horns on that track practically since it was written. So it just seemed like really natural.
Yeah.
I think it was a good move. And you have some, I go deep with this stuff. And
I
you have
love
a,
it.
Your picture, who's in charge of the cover?
So Kelly Davidson did the photo and the artwork for the EP. Did the whole thing, did the whole package. I realize next time I want to do a threefold because...
Who is that holding the... Do you even know?
This that's
like,
me.
That's you, okay. Because yeah. you're kind of shrouded in the
yeah,
the
light. It's me.
Yeah, okay.
It's me up in Lowell.
Yeah.
We did a photo shoot after playing up there at the Worthen, one of our favorite places.
Yeah, is that like... That one's not in the parking lot though, right?
No, that was... We walked up the street. We were going for like a desolate, you know, nighttime scene with a lantern.
I think you got it.
Yeah, thanks. And I do have a lighter in my hand as well. Of course, holding a joint, not a cigarette, but you know.
Do you want to tell me a bit about Good Enough and Fail Me? Anything in particular about those two songs?
Well, a lot has been said about how there are themes of addiction and depression running through all the songs, really, in a certain way, except for The Romantic, I guess. Good Enough is a song written after helping a friend detox from alcohol over like a 4-day period, and just seeing like just how deep trauma is for people and how hard addiction is for people on a physical and spiritual and emotional level, and just wanting to say that like there's a lot of addiction in my family as well. My brother, that's what my brother was in prison for, that's what Same right, Stars is about. So
we'll play that obviously later.
Yep. And just you want to just shake people you love and just be like you have value, you matter, you're important, you know.
Yeah, well that's one of the great things about the songs is they do have hope, and they do, you know, it's not easy nowadays to have hope in some things, and these songs try to sustain that, and that's another great thing about them.
Thank you.
But I'm gonna let you play one.
Okay.
And then after this, we'll you know, we're gonna play the whole thing. But I'll let you play one, and then we'll.
I love it. I love how you organized it. That it's all EP songs, but some are gonna be live, and some are gonna be on the recording.
They're all gonna be heard.
So we're gonna play.
Yeah.
Play the ones for you. Guys, ready? One, two, three, four. People that I met, and all the friends I won't forget, but the ones who put me to the test, I love them the best. Ticking bomb, but once who know when I am lost, well, I lean on. I've done wrong. You know the lovers that I stole are strung along. Well, that was all on me. You know I made amends. Oh, I'm so glad we're friends. They were the ones I loved who let you won't be mad, my babe. Well, I'll promise you I won't be sad. And we'll go on.
Very good.
That was very so fun. Good. I forgot to put my headphones on.
Doesn't matter.
I know, it didn't matter at all.
I had mine on. Well, unless I was taking a picture, but yeah. No, that was great.
Thank you.
So glad.
Yeah.
That was good.
Great EP. Let me talk a bit about your connections with, how it came about anyway, I should say. Your connection with Rumbar, firstly. Did Lou approach you? Did you approach Lou? How'd that go down?
He approached us. It was an amazing kismet, life changing, magical thing that happened. You know, we were still really very much just respecting. We just were still grieving Justine and really laying low and not even really pursuing at all. Actually, I should say not pursuing any kind of label, or we were just kind of regrouping and getting our heads clear.
I think a lot of Red on Red bands did that, went through that phase where they didn't know what to do next.
Exactly. And so we were just chilling, and we did know that we had to finish the EP, and we were going to do that. So and that we had the date for December 8th to physically have it in hand. But we were just going to do it on our own, release it on our own. And then I got a beautiful note from Lou. It was actually, it's very moving to me. I hope I don't start crying. But it was the day of the Justine's Memorial Concert. It was October 6th. And I think, you know, we have a lot of lovely friends out there, Jesse Mayer and Dan Kopko, and people, I guess, had been talking about us to Lou. And I had never met Lou, because I was out of the scene for 15 years before, you know, and then COVID happened. Mm-hmm. We started this band in COVID, so we were in a way an anomaly, because we hadn't been part of the Abbey Lounge crew, or, you know, I hadn't had an active band. Richard and I had a studio project, but I hadn't had an active band in a long time. And so, anywho, I got a note from Lou saying, "Hey, I hear you got some stuff. You're making a record. Like, can I hear something?" And it was the sweetest note, and just out of the blue. And then I sent him. We did have basics. We had finished things, because we had released the ones. We had three things finished. We had the ones.
Same stars. With a video and everything.
And the romantic. Mm-hmm. And then we sent him the demos of Good Enough and Feel Me. And he dug it. And you know, he's just such a low-key, gentle person. He was just, it just all happened very organically. Mm. We didn't make a big announcement. We just kept working, and just having him in your corner is like the most amazing feeling in the world. And then to be associated with all those artists that are so great, and it's a great community. I mean, our whole community is fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
Rock Garden.
Yeah. It is,
everybody
it is
working.
Great. And another thing, I think, you know, at the end of Red on Red, is that all the bands that were on that label, I think, to this day, feel a great kinship.
Yes.
And, you know, we still feel close, very close to You know, people like Chelsea Curve, and mm-hmm. Speed Fossil, and mm-hmm.
Very much
you know, all of the other bands that we worked with. So it's really a gift to be able to sort of merge these two communities.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just, it's really lucky in a way.
Yeah, I've known Lou a long time. Funny part about Lou started that label the same year that I started on MFO.
Interesting.
Coincidentally. Yeah, I think it was 2012. So yeah, but I've known Lou a long time from going to see. You mentioned Dan Kopko. We were both big fans of Watts.
Yep.
And that's when I really met Lou because he used to go to see Watts all the time, as would I. And that's I've known him for a long. But yeah, super sweet guy.
Such a good man. And then you know, very similar to Red on Red, and the people support each other and amplify.
Yeah.
And,
oh yeah.
And but you know, he's got a lot of artists and. You know, and it's just fun.
Yeah.
I think what I've really learned, come to understand about working with him is that he has a very similar big kid spirit that we all have. So we're just like basically teenagers inside.
Yeah.
No matter how old we get, we're all like, oh, let's have,
yeah,
let's serve up some rock and roll and have some fun, you know. And he totally embodies that. So I feel very comfortable being my kind of silly self with him.
And Michael Marotta with, I'm going to let you say it.
Nivet.
Yeah, his, you just told me, I said, I'll still butcher
the
K, it.
The K is silent.
Yeah, yeah. But nice. You hitched on to him for a little publicity. He does another great job with what he does.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah, we first worked with him. Jesse Mayer recommended him, and Jesse's a very dear friend of mine. And, They had a campaign. Diablo Gatto has had a couple of campaigns with Michael, and he just knocked it out of the park. And he was telling me all about it. And we were all coming out of COVID, and then he gave me Michael's contact info. So he did the promo and the release for Same Stars because we had a video and the single, and that was our first song on Red on Red, and he worked that and got unbelievable press. I mean, reviews.
Yeah, he reaches
all over the world.
He has a big reach.
Just beautiful and thoughtful and reaching people that are going to write something more than just like reprising the press release.
Yeah.
You know, real critics and stuff like that. And Lou has a lot of those contacts too. So between this time, with the EP, to have Rumbar amplifying, Lou amplifying, us amplifying, and Nivet, it was like, oh my God, how sick of people. Us are people at this point.
Well, no, it's a good thing to be. You want to saturate the market, so to speak, right?
I don't like to be too overbearing. But
Lou's fantastic.
It makes up for our weak social media behavior.
Very weak.
You needed this.
We needed it, exactly.
Before you play another one live, I am going to play Same Stars off my laptop here.
Oh, fantastic.
And I mean, I think when you were on before, we talked about that quite a bit, but. I still feel it, you touched on it for a second earlier, but I still think it's a great song that it helps a lot of people, and I think maybe just explain it just a bit before I let it spin.
So this song I wrote when my brother, so this is the only song we have that's a really old song, and I wrote this in 1998. My brother, who was a longtime addict, got arrested for armed robbery. It wasn't actually armed, but he had a fake weapon. Anyway, long story short, he got sentenced to 11 years in prison in Connecticut, and that's where my family was living at the time. My parents and I, just once a month I drove down to see him, and he was there for 11 years. So it was a long run of a lot of pain, but he's an amazing person. He's clean now, super spiritual, very smart. Lives down in Florida so he could be near his kids, and you know, we're just lucky he made it. He survived.
Right. Know? And it's a story of hope.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. So this was about him and his son Jesse.
All right. I'm gonna play that and then we'll come back and you'll do the other one live. I think there's only one left from the EP.
Cool.
But we'll get it all in there.
That's awesome.
My glasses. I think this is Same Stars. We'll see.
You're so good, Skyver. You always go deep. I'm always like so touched.
You say